Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Okay, let's dive straight into a really baffling one today. We're looking at some old security camera footage, well, descriptions of it, from way back in 1920. It's from this abandoned train station, Arangua, in Santa Catarina. Mm-hmm. And the core of it is just, well, the completely inexplicable disappearance of a security guard. So our mission here is to try and unpack what happened, looking at the reported events for the footage and, yeah, touching on some pretty wild ideas about reality itself.
Right. And the place to start is really with the timeline, with Eduardo Lima, the guard. There was this recurring event caught on the station's cameras. Every single night, 3:33 a.m., a train would appear on the monitors. But crucially, there was no actual train there, no sound, nothing physical, just the image.
Just the image. Okay. And Eduardo, he sees this happening night after night and decides, he needs to check it out himself.
Exactly. He decides he's going to be right there on the platform when it happens. He wants to see what's going on at 3:33.
Brave man. So tell us what the records say happened that night he went down there.
Okay. So the accounts describe it like this. At 3:32 a.m., just a minute before the usual appearance time, there's this sudden cold breeze that sweeps through the station, reported quite distinctly.
Cold breeze. Okay. Atmospheric. And then?
Then, right on schedule, 3:33 a.m., Eduardo is heard speaking. The recording apparently caught his last words. I see it. It's really coming.
It's really coming. Wow. And he's looking at, well, nothing that's actually there, physically speaking.
Precisely. And then, the most incredible part, he steps forward onto the tracks, right where this phantom train is appearing on the video feed.
He steps onto it, onto the non-existent train.
That's how it's described. And the visual description from the camera footage is, well, it's bizarre. It says his body seemed to distort, almost like stretched or pulled backward by some dark force. His form just turned into this dark silhouette.
Pulled back.
Yeah.
That's unsettling. So he steps forward, but gets pulled back into a silhouette.
Sort of, yeah, as if interacting with something that wasn't just empty space. And then, just moments later, the train image on the feed disappears. And Eduardo, gone. Vanished completely from the live view.
Gone. Just like that. Okay, so that sounds like the end. A tragic, unexplained disappearance. But you mentioned there's more.
There is. And this is, I think, the detail that elevates this whole thing. In one single frame of the recording, apparently visible in the reflection of the camera lens itself, Eduardo is still there.
Wait, in the reflection. Not on the main feed, but mirrored in the lens.
Exactly. And the description isn't just like a smudge or an after image. It reportedly shows him standing perfectly still inside the reflection, looking. Well, looking out. Perhaps at the camera, or maybe at where he just was.
Staring out from the reflection. Okay, my head hurts already. So the big question then is, did he actually vanish? Or is he somehow trapped? Stuck on the other side of that reflection.
That's the conundrum, isn't it? It pushes us beyond simple disappearance into really unconventional territory. When you think about phantom trains and people stepping into them, what kind of explanations even begin to make sense?
Well, you start thinking about things like different realities, maybe.
Yeah.
Like alternate timelines.
That's definitely one avenue people explore, especially in, you know, fictional takes on these ideas. Could it be that at 3:33 a.m., for just a moment, our reality sort of overlapped with another one, one where that train was physically running?
Kind of temporal bleed through. And Eduardo just happened to be standing right at the intersection point.
It's a potential framework, yeah. It could explain why the train was visible on camera, but not physically present in our timeline. He might have just stepped across at that instant.
Okay, I can sort of see that. But then,
yeah.
The reflection, how does that fit in? If he crossed into another timeline, why would his image stay fixed in the camera lens reflection in this reality?
Yeah, right. The reflection throws a wrench in that neat explanation. It suggests something else might be at play. It makes you wonder about reflections themselves. Could the camera lens, or maybe just the act of reflection, have somehow become, I don't know, a portal, a gateway, especially given he remains there visually?
A reflection-based portal.
Yeah.
That sounds like something out of science fiction. But the visual evidence points.
Yeah.
Somewhere strange. Like the reflection isn't just bouncing light back.
The fact his image persists and seems static, conscious almost.
Yeah.
It does lend itself to that kind of speculation, doesn't it? What if reflections aren't just passive echoes? What if they're an interface? Maybe the act of being reflected somehow anchored a part of him there.
Anchored him. Or, okay, let's shift slightly. What about a more classic explanation? Like a ghost train, you know, residual energy, a spectral replay of some past event.
That's another possibility. Sure, the station is old, abandoned. Maybe there's some kind of energy imprint.
Yeah.
But the interaction part is tricky.
How so?
Well, residual energy or a psychic imprint might explain the visual recurrence, the phantom train appearing, but it doesn't easily explain Eduardo seemingly physically interacting with it, stepping onto it, being distorted, disappearing.
Right. You don't usually step aboard residual energy.
Not typically, no, unless maybe his own presence, his energy, somehow reacted with that manifestation in a completely unexpected way, entangled with it. But again, we circle back to the reflection. A simple energy replay wouldn't likely leave a stable, seemingly aware image of him trapped in the lens.
It just keeps coming back to that image in the glass. It leaves you with this really profoundly unsettling question. He's gone from our reality, yes. But does that mean he's gone? Or some piece of him, some essence, still held in that reflection?
It forces you to question fundamental assumptions, doesn't it? About reality, about perception. We think of reflections as just copies, illusions, secondary.
Yeah, just light bouncing off a surface.
But what if they're more? What if they have some substance? Or represent another dimension, another layer of reality that's usually just parallel to ours, maybe even observing us? Eduardo's story, if the accounts are accurate, hints at some kind of bridge between our world and the reflected one.
A bridge we don't understand at all. It's all speculation, obviously, based on this one incredibly strange account. But it really gets you thinking.
Absolutely.
If a reflection can somehow capture or hold a person, what does that imply about reality itself? Is the very act of observing something, of creating its image in a reflection, doing more than just copying? Is it creating something else? Something potentially permanent.
Could that reflection be watching us even now? It's a thought that definitely lingers, leaves you looking at mirrors a little differently, perhaps.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.